According to Kirsty McCall, there's a guy who works down the chip shop, swears he's Elvis, but I've got Elvis in the studio. And you don't work down a chip shop, do you?
No, I had to smile when I was listening to that song because it was sang at my big 50th birthday recently, a couple of weeks ago, by Sammy Lou. So the song brings back some wonderful memories. Kirsty McCall, sadly missed, and a beautiful singer, wonderful talent.
50 years old. I would never have believed it. You don't look 50.
I wanted to shock you live on air, Scott.
Well, you've done that all right. Now, it might as well be Elvis, I have to tell you, because actually it's an Elvis tribute artist, but not just any Elvis tribute artist, but one who really looks and sounds like the real thing. His name's Sal Bashir, and Sal, let me welcome you officially to Phoenix FM in your own name now.
Thank you very, very much there, Scott. I really appreciate you inviting me into your studio for this interview.
Not at all. It's our pleasure. Now, I was going to call you an Elvis impersonator, but you've already wrapped my knuckles over that, so please tell me the reasons for preferring the term tribute artist.
Well, I bring my own personality and own charisma onto the stage, and the impersonators try to speak and talk like Elvis, whether the song requires it or not. In between songs, they walk and talk like him on stage, and the mannerisms and a lot of the script from the movies and the stage shows all brought into an act to make it as authentic as possible. What I try and do is draw the line with a lot of that going on and try to bring my own abilities, my own personality onto the stage. I don't actually look like Elvis, Scott, so I'm not quite sure if you've got your glasses on.
Well, I think you do. I think you do. On all the photographs that you've got, you do look like Elvis, but I no doubt they sort of make you up for looking like that.
Well, there's a little bit of stage makeup going on, and as you get a bit older, as you know, Scott, you know, you've got to wear a bit more makeup.
I'm not wearing any at the moment.
Well, Elvis, in some of his films, he looked very Indian-like, and of course, his heritage was from the American Indian.
Yes, of course.
His mother was, from the Indian background, the American Indian background.
Yes.
So Elvis tanned very, very quickly, and some of his films like Stay Away Joe and Flaming Star, well, he's probably darker than I am.
Well, I think it's probably the sun as well down in that sort of area.
Yeah, they got a lot of sun over there.
They do, unlike here. Now, look, I've got to ask you, what on earth got you launched into a career like this? After all, it's got to be somewhat precarious.
Well, it is, but I've always loved rock and roll music ever since I was a child growing up in Canning Town. The first memories I had was of this type of music being played on a jukebox across the road to where we lived. And I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed the beat. It made me feel happy, good. And whilst my parents were listening to Hindi and Punjabi music, I was more concerned what was going across the road in the pub with a jukebox playing all these wonderful songs by Elvis and the Beatles and Roy Orbison, Gene Vincent. So that was my first memories of it. I've never looked back since. I've always enjoyed the music.
I have to say, I can identify with that, with all the different music. Our people, my parents always listened to all of this classical stuff. It was a bit too heavy for me. So look, what other professional career did you give up in order to pursue your show business dream?
Well, I had a lot of jobs, and I enjoyed them all, except one where I used to work for a courier company, which was really hectic. I used to work in management for over 25, 26 years.
And who?
It was for a company called Southwest Trains in Blackfriars at their head office. I was a customer relations manager, and then thereafter I was a procurement and contracts officer. So I gave up that career to pursue being a rock and roll singer full time. I've been doing it all together.
A lot more fun.
It is a lot more fun. You know, I'm not a pipes and slippers person. 50 to me is the new 30.
Wait till you get to my age.
What, 21?
Now, tell me, how did you actually get started? Was it just luck?
It was just luck, this guy. I was I've been singing since I was 14, and I've always wanted to get on stage and do a few songs. So I went down to a local pub in Stratford called the Two Puddings, which is sadly no longer there. And I had a karaoke night going on, and I'd learned the song by Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman. So I went on stage and got some quite funny looks, like, hello, what have we got going on here then, yes. boys? And I sang Pretty Woman, and everybody stopped and looked around, and it just didn't compute with them, and it brought the house down. So I went back a few times, and then a couple of people who were running a small karaoke cabaret business approached me and asked me if I would work for them, doing this semi-professionally as a bit of a laugh. And I did that for about 4 or 5 years until I bought the business, and I've been running it myself ever since. So I own my own business now, and I've never looked back. So that was 1997, that was.
And that was at the Two Puddings?
Yes, the Two Puddings.
So you got your Just Desserts.
Ah, boom,
sorry.
Boom.
Sorry.
Straight out of a Christmas cracker. Yeah, or was it a jamboree bag?
I wish I hadn't said that.
Save the punchline to later, Scott.
Well, look, I'll tell you what, I think after that we better hear one of your songs. This is one you've recorded, Suspicious Minds. It's a mix, yeah?
Well, this is just absolutely fantastic. 1969, Elvis is back and in a big way.
Okay, let's hear the song.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know passed by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears. Suspicious minds, and we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. All of our love survived, all by the tears from your eyes. Let's don't let a good thing die when you know. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, oh, don't you know? We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Oh, don't you know? We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
it's uncanny just how much you sound like Elvis then. It wasn't Elvis, that's my guest, Sal Bashir. Brilliant.
Thank you very much. Thank God Elvis did record Suspicious Minds, because over the years, when I used to do the working men's clubs and pubs, and the fights used to break out, as soon as you start seeing Suspicious Minds, they stop punching the lights out of each other and start dancing to Suspicious Minds.
It is a great track. It's a wonderful song. Now, you've done a fair bit of TV, haven't you? Tell us a little bit about that.
I've done a few bits on television and radio. I've done the One Show and CNN and things like BBC Television and ITV. I also did a program called Desi DNA with Adil Ray, who's now on television as Citizen Khan.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a fabulous program. He's a very good bloke, very funny guy, actually. He did a very nice piece on me on Desi DNA a few years ago. I was also on The World's Greatest Elvis, but... the less said about that, the better.
Really? Was it that bad?
Oh, it was quite... It was fixed, I didn't particularly care too much for it. So there were things going on behind the background, which I won't go into.
I think a lot of these things are fixed. I mean, when you get these things about people phoning in, I don't believe a word of it.
Yeah, I think there's a germ of truth in what you say.
Yeah. Now, anyway, yeah, moving on from there, you've got some acting work in a movie coming out. What's all this about?
I've done a few bits of acting and weird and wonderful things, but a couple of years ago we did a film called Punk Strut the Movie, which is about a punk rock band reunion, Kevin Short and the Privates. That's the name of the band. They had a very
an unusual name.
Yes,
a name very, to conjure with there.
A very punk name, and they had a member called Richard Gibson, who played Hair Flick in Allo Allo.
Yes.
He was one of the members of the band.
Really? So, yes. I never knew he did anything like that.
He was very punk, Richard Gibson.
Amazing.
And with Kevin Short, they formed this band. So anyway, apparently it's been exchanging for lots of money over the internet, because the single was a one-hit wonder back in 77 or 78. So they decided to make a movie of a reunion. And they recruited the likes of Sylvester McCoy, who was obviously Doctor Who, Phil Kool, the impressionist from the 80s. They had, they've got Jim Carter from Downton Abbey.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the film as well. And, of course, myself. I actually gatecrash this punk rock reunion as the Pakistani Elvis. I'm not going to go into what the whole thing's all about, but it's a very punk film. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly, with me as the ugly, I expect. And it should be out next year.
No, don't believe a word of it.
It should be out next year, hopefully. And I had a lot of fun doing that film. It was great. It won an award in America as a best independent film from Britain, and it's a Brit flick, so it's good for the British film industry, and hopefully it'll do quite well.
And you got a CD out with some music from that film, right?
Absolutely. There's a song that was specially written for the film by Kevin Williams and Milton Ream James, who was the keyboard player for Cockney Rebel.
Oh, yeah.
The song is an original track written by both those two wonderful gentlemen called Elvis Lives, and it's got a little twist on it because it's a tribute to Elvis with a nice bunger beat to it. It's very unusual, very catchy, and as soon as I heard the song, I just said, I have to record this, because I really clicked with the track. And it just tells the story of a young man who grew up with Elvis, and suddenly Elvis passed away, and what kind of profound impact it had on the individual who wrote the song. It's called Elvis Lives.
Well, all being well, we got it for you now.
E-L-V-I-S, L-I-V-E-S. Rock and roll.
Come on, mommy, you know he'll be all right.
M-I-E-S.
Come on, mama, I know he's gone, but his music carries on and on. Come on, mama, let's sing with him tonight. Come on, mama, let's be with him tonight.
M-I-E-S.
Come on, mama, you know we'll be all right.
M-I-E-S.
Come on, mama, I know he's gone, but his spirit marches on and on. Come on, mama, let's be with him tonight. I was 21 when I heard that he had gone. Thought I'd fall apart, I thought I couldn't carry on. I felt so lonely, I felt so lonely, mama. Oh, so lonely I could die. Now I'm getting older, everything's becoming clear. I remember mama told me, she said, listen, son, my dear, when heaven calls, when heaven calls my name, I'll be staying with the king. Come on, mama, let's sing with him tonight.
E-M-B-I-S.
Come on, mama, you know he'll be all right.
M-I-E-S.
Come on, mama, I know he's gone, but his music carries on and on.
Love it.
Thank you very
absolutely
much.
Love it. And now I don't is it okay for me to say what you're hoping to do with that song?
Well, yes, why not indeed? I'm fingers crossed, who knows, you never know.
You're hoping to put it forward for Eurovision?
Well, I'd like to. I spoke to the writers of the single Elvis Lives. Mm. And I've got their permission to put it forward, so I suppose I'll just have to see how this whole thing works and then put it forward. I mean, if you don't buy a lottery ticket, you don't have a chance of winning the lottery, so why not?
Well, I'd agree. I mean, most of the rubbish that goes forward, it's got to be a darn sight better than that.
We've
just been a lot better. Now, look, we've been talking about movies, but you're also doing live personal appearances as well, yeah?
Yes, I've been touring the country all over the last year and everything, and a lot of my appearances are advertised on my website, which is www.rockersal.co.uk.
Rockersal.
Yeah.
As in your name.
Yes, that's great.
.co.uk.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And, go on.
No, I was just saying, I've got an appearance coming up on New Year's Eve at the Bollywood Tiger in Yaxley. I hope I've said that name correctly.
Sure you have.
Which is near Peterborough. And again, that show is advertised on my website as well.
And what about something a bit closer to home?
Oh, yes, we have got something very important coming up. We've got a charity show at the De Roge Manor, which is in Brentwood, on Friday, lucky 13th. 13th of March.
13th of March? Oh, it's a little way off, yeah.
It is, yeah. And it's for a very worthy cause. Basically, the whole thing is their services are provided free of charge. And they look after 85% of the people in their own homes and support care for more than 4,000 local people with life-limiting illnesses every year.
And who's
and
that?
That's the St. Francis Hospice.
Oh, right.
And
right.
They can be contacted on www.sfh.org.uk. The tickets are only £35 per person, and there's discount for group bookings as well. And that does include a three-course meal. It is a fantastic event, a very worthy cause. And as I say, they rely on, people donate as much money as they possibly can, because it is a free service, and they need to raise $6.5 million each year just to keep the hospice running.
Yes,
so they're relying
a lot of money.
On local care and local help, and every donation absolutely matters. So that's Friday the 13th of March next year. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, at the Rougemont Manor. Where do you get the tickets from? St Francis Hospice.
Yes, you can get that, or you can contact or visit their website, which is, as I say...
all the W's.
All the W's, sfh.org.uk.
All right, well, let's finish off with another of your Elvis tribute songs. Would you like to introduce this one?
Well, Carl Perkins started off at Sun Studios just a little time after Elvis did, and he recorded some fantastic songs which greatly influenced the Beatles, but this particular track... he recorded and wrote, and soon after Elvis recorded it as well. It is the immortal, the iconic, the legendary Blue Suede Shoes.
Well, thanks for coming in today, and keep up the good work, and let's hear the song now.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, a three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step on my face, slander my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Car, I drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. I do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, it's a blue, blue, blue suede shoes. A blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, yeah. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Oh, wow. Sal Bashir there is Elvis's blue suede shoes. Now, Elvis has left the building. Let's see if he's going to get stuck in traffic.